Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today is a warm day across Israel. In Tel Aviv, the sun is shining brightly, making it a good day to be outside. In Jerusalem, the afternoon brings a pleasant breeze. And in Haifa, temperatures are comfortable. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports just in that Trump threatens to resume bombing Iran if the emerging Hormuz deal fails. The US president says strikes would return at much higher intensity if Tehran rejects a reported deal to end the war and reopen the Strait of Hormuz. Also, JNS reports from earlier this hour that Trump warns Iran to agree to a deal or face new, heavier bombing. US officials say a 14-point framework to end the war is close. Also this hour, according to the Times of Israel, Trump claims great progress in Iran talks and pauses U.S. naval escorts in Hormuz. Tehran expresses a desire for a comprehensive agreement as its foreign minister meets with the Chinese counterpart. Separately, the Jerusalem Post reports that Syria thwarts a Hezbollah-affiliated plot to assassinate government officials. The Interior Ministry announced this earlier today, though Hezbollah denies involvement. And finally, Axios reports that Trump announces a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. This proposal is politically sensitive for Netanyahu, but could assist Trump in reaching a peace deal with Iran. Here's what people are saying online. Iris, an Iranian Tasnim news agency correspondent, posted just minutes ago that Iran has not yet submitted an official response to the latest American draft, which includes several unacceptable matters. From Middle East 24, they posted earlier today that Trump stated if Iran agrees to the terms, the Epic Fury operation would end and the Hormuz Strait would be open to all. However, he warned that bombing would resume at a higher intensity if they don't agree. Meanwhile, the Israel Foreign Ministry posted earlier today about violence against Christians in the Middle East. It highlighted an incident where terrorists fled into a church during worship in Judea and Samaria, using Christians as human shields. Israeli forces avoided entering the church to respect the holy site's sanctity. Now, for more on those stories, starting with the escalating situation between the U.S. and Iran. The U.S. administration is pushing for Iran to accept a new deal aimed at stabilizing the region. According to Ynet, failure to reach an agreement could see a return to military actions, which could further destabilize the Strait of Hormuz, a crucial maritime passage for global oil shipments. Turning to the developments in Syria, the Jerusalem Post reports that Syrian authorities have intercepted a plot allegedly linked to Hezbollah to assassinate government officials. Hezbollah denies any involvement, asserting it has no presence in Syria. This incident underscores the ongoing tensions in the region, which could impact regional security dynamics. Meanwhile, on the diplomatic front, the Times of Israel states that both the U.S. and Iran claim progress in negotiations. This comes as Iran seeks a comprehensive agreement, indicating a shift towards diplomacy over military action. If successful, it could lead to significant changes in regional alliances and security arrangements. Turning to business and markets. First, according to Globes, the strengthening shekel is nearing the NIS 2.90 per dollar threshold. Calls are growing for the Bank of Israel to intervene as the currency continues to appreciate, which could impact the country's export competitiveness. Separately, CTEC reports that the Israeli tech sector remains agile. Elliot Durbin from Bold Start Ventures noted in an international survey that Israeli teams reorient faster when the AI landscape shifts. This adaptability could bolster Israel's position as a tech leader. And finally, Walla Business highlights a recent development in Israel's military capabilities. The Air Force's new refueling plane, the Boeing KC-46, took off for its first test flight in the U.S. This $250 million aircraft will enhance Israel's operational range, reflecting ongoing defense investments. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 6 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.